Conservative Z. Hamid is headed to Queen's Park. Hamid handily won Thursday night's by-election, according to unofficial results from Elections Ontario, besting Liberal Galen Naidoo-Harris and seven other MPP hopefuls. Just before 10 p.m., Hamid and Premier Doug Ford joined supporters at a packed Shoeless Joe's on Main, greeted by loud cheers and chants. Both gave the community and volunteers a shout-out. "Tonight, we're going to party," said the MPP-elect. Addressing the media shortly after, Hamid, who came close to winning the town's mayoral race in 2022, said the extra spotlight on Milton didn't faze him and that he felt no added pressure. "I was very excited to be part of the Ford Nation. I was very excited to join the team and I'm very, very happy and very looking forward to getting things done for the people of Milton and for the province of Ontario," he said. Ford said he was humbled by the outcome. "We were fortunate, we're blessed," Ford said, lauding Hamid as an incredible candidate. Among the key by-election issues, the contentious Campbellville Quarry emerged as a central focus, frequently putting the Conservatives on the defensive over Ford's stance to let the environmental assessment, EA, process to continue. Doug Ford and winning candidate Z. Hamid take a selfie with a PC supporter. Bombang Sadowo, Milton Today. When asked about the commitment to stop the quarry, Ford stated he'll make the decision after the EA. "We'll sit down with the community," Ford said. "We believe in listening to the people." This was echoed by Hamid, who said, "That's the right thing to do. We're going to talk after the EA." Over at Eastside Mario's, where the Liberals held their election night event, Naidoo-Harris thanked his family and supporters. Hinting about the next steps, he remarked, "I think politics is in my blood. I'm going to keep working for Milton, whatever way that I can," he said. The race attracted significant attention as a test case for the 2026 election. The Ontario Liberals elected Bonnie Crombie, in part, on the belief that she can win GTA ridings like Milton to put her party back into contention for government. Crombie spun the losses as proof that Liberals are the only alternative to Doug Ford in 2026. With all 47 polls reporting, Hamid secured 47% of the votes, with 38.2% going to Naidoo-Harris. Edie Strawn of the NDP finished third with 6.7%, while six other hopefuls ran in the battleground riding that's been PC blue since 2018. As is typical with by-elections, voter turnout was down significantly from the 42.7% in 2022. This time around, 27.72% of the 98,785 of registered voters cast a ballot. The by-election was made necessary following PC cabinet member Parmjil's January resignation to run federally for Pierre Poilievre, Conservatives. With files from the Trillium's Jessica Smith-Cross.